Good afternoon, Anglo Dutch.
Yes, Scott in?
One second, Matt is calling, please.
Yeah, my name's Ruben. He's working with John at Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, give me one second, please.
Thanks.
Ruben, what is your last name?
Goldstein.
Goldstein?
Huh?
The last name?
Huh?
Your last name?
Goldstein.
Goldstein, I'm sorry. Okay, one second.
Good afternoon, Ruben. How are you doing today?
Living the dream. How about yourself?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Living the dream. How about yourself?
Well, that is very good. I'll tell you something. That must mean one thing. That means you pay taxes.
I'm in California. I pay probably 10% more than you because you guys don't have state income tax.
I am confident. No, we do have state income tax, but it's not charged at the individual level. It's charged at a corporate level. We call it our wonderful legislators don't call it income tax. They call it franchise tax.
Oh, yeah. We have that, too. John wanted me to reach out to you, Scott, and just kind of talk about our programs and see if we'd be a good fit. It's really not a sales call, although I used to be on the sales side. So if you have any questions, just feel free to, you know, ask them. I'm here to help, okay?
Okay.
So I understand that you're looking for a $300,000 to about $500,000 loan that you're looking just for cash, not for a specific asset for a new project, correct?
Well, it's actually being applied to reprocessing of seismic, so it is specific, but yes, go ahead.
But I'm saying the money you're using, you're not using it to buy like a truck or a specific asset.
That is correct. We're not buying a vehicle or a tangible asset. That is correct.
Okay. Bank of Cardiff might be a good fit for you. Bank of Cardiff might be a great fit for your business. It could potentially also not be a good fit for your business. Do you mind if I ask you some questions?
Yes, go ahead.
When you talk about this level of funding, what do you traditionally use to borrow capital? Do you get equity? Do you get a bank loan? How do you usually secure funding?
In the past, we have done, we've generated income, from our oil and gas sales, and so we use internally generated income for the most part.
Okay.
We've had some investors. You typically, being an oil company, Ruben, we, of course, drill exploration wells, and you can't obviously borrow for that. That's high risk, you know. And so we have had investors who are taking a educated risk at investing with us in exploration wells.
Okay.
But that's but when it comes to something more along the lines of outside that realm of risk, then we fund it with our own cash flow.
Okay. So, and by the way, my phone's on an internet system. We've had some internet issues today, so if it goes off, it's not me hanging up on
That's
you.
That's fine.
I'll call you
Feel free to call me back, Ruben. Yeah.
Perfect. So, one of the things you mentioned was risk, and that's something that Bank of Cardiff actually specializes in. So we have two major products we offer. Obviously, just, full disclosure, we've backed a little off the oil and gas industries. We're still heavily into it, but a lot of our friendly competitors no longer will touch it because of just there's been a lot of defaulted loans. But what do we offer? We offer two basic types of loans. And I actually probably think our oil participation actually is probably growing due to competitors kind of leaving. It's probably gone up, actually. I just haven't seen the data very recently. But we have two types of loans. One is an equipment loan. You're probably used to that. You're buying a hard asset. The bank's secured against that asset. If you don't pay on that asset, they go repossess it, but you have an ultimate reason to pick up the phone and make a payment because you use that in your business in your daily operations. We also have another product called a working capital loan. Are you familiar with this product or no?
No, not with your bank, I'm not.
Okay. Well, do you have like a line of credit with your local bank?
No, we don't.
Okay.
We actually haven't needed one. Go ahead.
Okay. So our type of loan is something that's very, very unique. And so we offer a essentially unsecured loan based on cash flow. You actually run a really highly profitable business. I've seen your tax returns. But we do a loan based on cash flow that essentially is an unsecured loan. Now, this is a high-risk loan because we're not getting equity. People either pay us or they don't. But there's really no security there for us. A highlight of the loan product is that the dollar amount. We can traditionally go up to about 10% of sales. So the first thing is, you're looking for about $500,000. I don't know if we would be in that strike zone, but I think something potentially 250 to 300 might be possible. But it's a cash loan. And I think the question you had to John is, why can't I get a corporate-only loan? Is that correct?
Excuse me?
John's kind of message to me that is that you are looking for like a corporate-only borrowing, correct, without your guarantee?
That is correct.
Okay. So
can I mention...
Sure.
Ruben, let me explain. Let me just explain something. I'm 59 years old. Give you a little history. I'm 59 years old. I started this company, the first Anglitas company in 1990. So, you know, been around for a few years. Okay?
Okay.
When I first started my very, very, very first company, the only thing I ever had to co-sign in the very beginning, was I needed to borrow $100,000. And that was years ago, 25 years ago, and I had to co-sign that. I didn't personally have any assets, you know, other than my sweat equity in the company, but the bank wanted that.
Personal guarantee, of course.
Yeah, personal guarantee, and I was able to get a $100,000 loan, and blah, 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 we went down the road.
And what was
over
that for?
That was literally for start helping to have some working capital so I could hire some people and we could put some deals together. This is back in the early 1990s.
Okay.
Okay. Now, and the bank that we did that with is no longer around. They've since sold to somebody else, and they've sold to somebody else. There's been, you know, as you know, in the banking industry, you've got several, you know, everybody's, you know, they're in business for 15, 20 years, and then they sell to somebody else, you know?
Correct.
There's a local bank here in Texas. Now, my lawyers have told me all day long, they've always said a couple things. They said, one, live in a litigious world out there. And the more that, as officers or owners of the company, you ever co-sign notes for a company, for corporate obligations, the more you're opening yourself up to if the company is ever sued by litigious landowners or somebody gets hurt in the workplace, you know, anything like that at all, then what these litigious lawyers do is they always say, oh, well, you know, we want to break the corporate veil and go directly to the owner, okay, breaking the alter ego, okay, and say it's an alter ego. And they say, and they say, the more you do any guarantees at all, the more you're exposing yourself up to the argument that you and the company are one.
Okay, well, I'm not an attorney. Let me just kind of give you what I think we can offer you.
Yeah. So let me just explain this. So, and just like for example, it sounds crazy. Just like we have also been told day one, when you're signing a contract, make it very, 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 very clear that the contract's in the name of the company and that you're signing in your officer position. Not, you know, you just don't sign your name. You know, you put your title.
Yeah, it's not a personal. It's not personal.
Personal.
Okay. Anyway,
so they've told us all these things. So we have followed these things. Now, given that my company does have true assets, more than $40 million of true assets, you know, in the ground, producing properties and true seismic and facilities and everything like that. That's why I know that for something as small as this, I don't have to do something personal.
I think there's some, and I'm not trying to brush you the wrong way, but hopefully you. I've been with Bank of Carter for 9 years.
Okay.
I have a good idea of what our industry has to offer. And there's also a lot of misconceptions. So my goal is not to sell you a product, it's just to walk you through avenues.
Absolutely.
And oftentimes when I walk people through things, they actually say, oh, okay, I understand it, and half the time they come back to us. So your company, your goal right now is to potentially get $300,000 to $500,000 to borrow to do an investment in your business, correct?
Correct.
So the question that I kind of, and I'm not an advisor and I'm not an attorney, but I go, okay, well, what are the options? So the first option is, does this customer want to basically get something based on their revenues? You're basically committing your revenue stream to get that. What are some other options? if, you know, our process is quick and simple, but if you want to go to your local bank or you want to pledge assets, those are two very, very different programs. So if you came to me and said, hey, Ruben, or hey, Bank of Cardiff and John, I've got 10 trucks. They're worth $500,000, and I want to get a loan against these trucks. So I want to get a loan for my business against these trucks, and if I don't pay, you guys can take them. That's one argument. But it's kind of, you said like, hey, I've got $40 million of assets, and I'm not your attorney, but I can explain this. Attorneys love to give advice. They don't necessarily love to give money. I've always experienced that in my walk of life, but they're there to put their client's best interest there. So why do we want a PG? Well, how do our loans work? Our loans aren't personal loans, they're business loans. They don't affect an owner's personal credit at all. They go into the business credit report. If they don't pay, you are 100% right that we want a PG to have some type of leverage for someone to pick up the phone. The way our transactions work is, where someone's borrowing money, we're in the business of collecting interest. We're not in the business of going after people. We definitely have killed transactions in funding when people have told us, like, hey, my intention is to close my business. That's nothing against you, but we're not in the business of going after people. It's just not our reputation. But when you talk about an unsecured loan, if we have an unsecured loan just and it has no collateral and it is a cash loan, and we don't have a PG, we are basically putting ourselves in a no-win position where people can just stop answering our calls and not care. Now, if you wanted equipment financing or a secured loan, I can completely understand that we probably wouldn't request your PG, but because this product is so high risk, you're definitely going to need a PG. I just not think of Bank of Cardiff anywhere you go. Our loan just goes under the business credit. So the only way it really affects you is if you default. Does that make sense?
You're still talking about a personal guarantee, though, right?
Correct. If you're talking about an unsecured loan. If you want to pledge assets, then, you know, that's a whole different avenue. I would just kind of want to walk you through the avenue of what options are you considering for funding. Obviously, we're not the only finance company out there. How long have you been looking at this? What options are you considering right now?
We are not interested in a personal. I'm not interested in personal guarantees.
Okay.
That's just not what I'm interested in.
Do you have collateral?
We do. We have quite a bit of production.
By collateral, I mean something from a lending. I mean, I encourage people to seek out all their options. Like I said, I'm not here to sell you a product. Our product is supposed to be quick, fast, simple, get you quick funding.
The collateral y'all have mostly done, John. I mean, Ruben, excuse me.
No worries.
I know who John Mena is, but mostly Ruben. It's equipment. Isn't that right?
Equipment, correct. What separates us from a traditional bank is, you. Like I said, you run a $3 million business, you make a lot of money, but, and I don't want to come across as rude, there is a misconception in financing that just because someone has good credit, they can go borrow money, or, you know, it's no risk. There is a tremendous amount of risk. I've had customers that have, when I was on the sales side, had great credit and ended up defaulting on these loans. What makes our product different than a traditional bank is, we're not going to run all your financials and come back to you with a $30,000 offer. We're going to give you a large cash loan. That's one of the products we offer. But if you are adamantly against signing any type of personal guarantee, then we would need something to make sure that we're protected.
Okay, tell me what that is.
I would probably say a lot of hard assets, something that can be sold in a very quick manner. Trucks, titled equipment, construction equipment, something that, I'll give you an idea. I actually also highly encourage customers to go to their local bank and seek out their avenues. We are not the only game in town. What makes us unique is that we work very, very fast if you have an opportunity. Out of curiosity, how long have you been looking for this opportunity? Is this something that's very recent? Is this something that's come up in the last few months?
No. We literally have just started this process.
Okay.
John reached out to us in June. Mm-hmm. And asked us if we would be interested, and I told him that it would be something we'd be interested in exploring, but we weren't in a position yet to know exactly what our needs were going to be, and I told him we'd get back with him. And so
cool.
I reached back out to him last week. He'd reached out to me two or three times since June, just asking how we were coming along, and then last week I picked up the phone and gave him a call.
Okay.
So we have not, we sent y'all, I responded to his request for financial statements and tax returns and provided him with copies of the bank statements. So we provided him the information so he could do his analysis. So okay. that's why we're having this conversation.
Gotcha. So let me kind of walk you through the avenues that, and I don't want to take too many leverages here, but I think it's an important discussion to have, of avenues. So when, and I'm not saying anything about your business, I'm saying our average customer. An average customer, you said you don't currently have a line with your bank, correct?
That is correct.
All right, so what is an average new customer? You can go to your local bank and ask for a line of credit. What is my general experience? General experience is that your bank's going to take anywhere between a few days to perhaps a few weeks to give you an approval. Do I think they could give you some money? Absolutely, they probably could. Could they give it to you without security? Maybe. And how much will they give you is the big question. So if your bank can really do that, that could be a great avenue for you. We are not here to compete with your local bank because we don't hold your deposits. We're not lending you back your own money. So what we can provide is a very, very quick solution for you to access money with the right opportunity. Because our loan is unsecured and we don't have access to your deposits, and it's not a bad thing, we are almost always PGing transactions. Once in a while, we could do a corp-only transaction, but it's not going to get you close to the amount of money you need. It's probably something low-risk, something around $50,000 to $100,000, which I don't think is probably something that interests you, correct?
Correct.
Something. Okay. So what's another thing? Well, if you definitely want to borrow money, but you think your bank might be a little slow or might not understand your business and get you the amount you need, we can do potentially a corporate-only transaction, which simply means, but is secured by equipment. And that means someone's pledging a lot of collateral and has a reason to basically, our fear is not that things will go wrong, but in our line of business, when things go wrong, people often turn off their phone and just stop communicating with us. And why it's really important for us to have a PG or some equipment behind it is to alleviate our risk. If we did other transactions for customers that were unsecured in cash just because the business had good credit, don't take this the wrong way, but we would be out of business very quickly. So would you be comfortable pledging equipment?
Equipment, we don't have that is going to be at the level that you're going to want. We have production and wells is what we have.
Okay. That's really not a business. That's something we are allowed to collateralize. What I can tell you is this. We definitely don't want to go down a path of promising you something that we don't think you can qualify for. It's just not what we do.
That's fine. I'm just letting you know, we're not in the business of owning, you know, at each of our wells, we own production equipment and we own the well. I mean, the wells produce millions of dollars a year of cash flow.
Okay.
So that's what we own.
Understood. It's a cash flow-based business.
Correct.
I guess the question would be is, let's just say Bank of Cardiff isn't in the equation. What's your typical source of funding? Do you go to investor or do you go to your bank or what's your typical, you know, just take us out of the equation?
No, it will be a combination of a bank. We have local banks here in Houston that do understand the oil business.
Okay.
We'll look at our wells and our production, and they will take if I want to do collateralized, then they will they'll take a lien on our production.
Okay.
And that's something you just file a record with the local parish. Real simple. File a lien, you know, and done.
And have you done that before?
What?
Have you done that before?
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay.
So, it's real straightforward, you know? And then you get a pledge. You got to make make certain payments on the schedule. And if you don't make it, the bank simply sends a letter to the buyer of the oil or gas saying, make future payments to us.
How much capital can you access in that kind of strategy?
I can easily do $500,000.
Okay. Here's where I think, and you've got a unique business. I appreciate your time. I think
this is pretty common in the oil industry.
I'm just saying you've got a unique business in terms of what you're trying to accomplish and kind of what you can offer in terms of our risk. We are not a company that would probably be able to understand your business like your local bank. We do move faster, so here's what I'd like to offer. And I have had these conversations multiple times. I'm not here to talk down to anyone. If you don't get as much money from your bank as you want, or for some reason the process hits the snag, we'd like the opportunity to assist your business. we generally do not securitize oil wells or future cash flow streams on a specific asset. That is something that we are not going to understand, as well as your local bank. But, you know, sometimes some customers will come to us and say, hey, look, my bank came short $200,000, or hey, look, I'm sending 18 documents back and forth, and it's taking time and time and time, and every day is lost revenue. And then we could assist. I think that would probably be where we would step into this equation.
Okay.
Like I said, a corp only, we could maybe do 100, maybe 150, but it's not. We don't have there's just not a product that exists in the marketplace for an unsecured loan for $500,000. It does not exist today.
And I told John I don't need $500,000. I mean, that's something that we'd like to have. But I did mention to him at the get-go that we would, if we can't deal with something around a 350 or greater number, it's not worth us pursuing. Because at the end of the day, y'all are going to have a lien. There is going to be, I'm going to have to report the loan on my financials, okay? And any other borrowings I may want to do or anything of that nature, it's just not worth it for me to have that lien out there. To have to service that and report it, unless it's an amount that's,
The way to think of our loan is this. You're doing what's called a secured loan, which is completely fine. A good way to imagine our loan is this. You've got a credit card in your wallet. I assume a few of them, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Imagine, I'm assuming you have a corporate credit card, correct?
No.
Okay. Let's just say you can go get one. I'm assuming you have good personal credit for 15 or 20 grand. Okay. Imagine you go to a bank and you say, I don't want a $20,000 loan. I don't want a $20,000 loan. I want $500,000 or $300,000, and I want to use this as cash. And I want to be able to do it quickly. I want to do it efficiently, and I want to go through a lot of hoops. That's what we're here for. We're here to supplement your traditional sources of borrowing, not be your bank on this avenue. So I think, in terms of what Bank of Cardiff can do, my position is you've got some backups. I think we have a different program than those backups because we're talking about secured versus unsecured. And if something falls through or you need some additional capital, please feel free to give us a ring. We'd like the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, listen, let's do the following. Why don't you speak with John? Okay, please. Okay? If you don't mind, Ruben. And I need to... it seems like what y'all are trying to achieve and what we can provide is just, I don't see us doing business together right now at this point in time.
That's okay.
And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to request that all the documents that we have supplied Bank of Cardiff be either, be destroyed, because there's no need for y'all to hold on to our tax returns and financial statements. And if we... later on, run up against some roadblocks here locally, and I decide to reach back out to you, it's very easy for me to resend them to y'all.
Okay.
Okay. And then if y'all, find a product that might be more along the lines that don't require a personal guarantee on our part and get us up closer to that 350 range, then... by all means,
Our loan goes exclusively on, just to give you a little feedback of what we do, our loan goes exclusively on your business credit. It doesn't go on your personal credit. I will let you know that the traditional banks, the Wells Fargo's, the B of A's, people think we're insane for offering this product. We're offering large unsecured cash loans, and when you talk about that, people think we have lost our minds. We're very well known. We got a lot of positive reviews, but, and it's weird for someone in finance to tell you that, but you have to, I think...
Hey, Ruben, I got to run right now.
You got it.
I'll speak with John and reach out to him, but I would make that request. Okay.
Okay, you got it, brother.
Thank you, Ruben. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.